Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And it is Valentine's Day today. Dr. David Giancolo is a cardiologist. He joins us this morning. Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day to you. How are you doing?
Very well, and you, Howard. Good morning to your listeners, and happy Valentine's Day to your whole listener community.
Thank you very much. This broken heart syndrome, and of course that's why we wanted to talk about it on Valentine's Day. Is it a real thing? Can people die of a broken heart?
So when HFM asked me yesterday to do an interview about this, I said that the one thing that we don't want to do is fearmonger. There is a syndrome called colloquially the broken heart syndrome. The medical term is a Japanese word called Takotsubo syndrome.
Right.
So just to give you some context, the heart's a pump. It pumps blood and oxygen. The heart has got a plumbing system. It's got an electrical system. In the plumbing system, there's three arteries that supply your heart with blood and oxygen. If you suddenly block one of those vessels, one has a heart attack. Now, Takotsubo syndrome, or the broken heart syndrome, it's usually people older than 50, often more common in women. The whole syndrome is uncommon, so I just want to tell your listener community that it's uncommon.
Yes, don't panic. And even hypochondriacs like me, we're not worrying about this sort of thing, right?
I just hope you don't get the man flu, Howard.
No, that's very serious when I do. But broken heart syndrome, not common. So we do want to make that clear. But we just to understand it, nevertheless.
We do see about one patient every year to 2 years. It's often women and it can be a man who've experienced a very stressful event, and the pathogenesis. It's usually thought to be a surge of stress hormones, adrenaline and noradrenaline, which potentially may damage the heart muscle. And those individuals present with chest pain, ECG changes, heart enzymes that are abnormal in the blood, but their heart arteries are normal. And the typical feature when one does a cardiac ultrasound is usually ballooning of the apex of the bottom left chamber called the left ventricle. It generally has a good prognosis, and it's usually settled down. And those patients are treated as though they've had a heart attack with symptomatic and supportive treatment, things like beta blockers and ACE inhibitors. So it is a very real phenomenon, and it is rare. Often individuals who've experienced a very stressful event, the actual underlying pathogenesis we don't fully understand, but one of the mechanisms is thought to be the surge in stress hormones, adrenaline and noradrenaline. So those patients who present like this, they would always undergo some imaging of their heart arteries, and their heart arteries are usually normal, but it is rare, and I want to reassure your community. The other message, and I've been interviewed on HIRE a number of times, that any chest pain that's not going away, you should consult your doctor or your emergency department just to be examined, just to make sure that there is no problem. But it is a fairly rare entity.
David, are you seeing one of the things that we've noticed, and we've spoken to people about all sorts of other subjects, cancer awareness, malaria, everybody consistently has said to us that the damage that COVID has done is that it's all we think about health-wise, which means people have not been going for their regular checkups in terms of cancer screening. They haven't been, you know, you go to a doctor with flu-like symptoms, having just come back from the game reserve, and they're not testing for malaria, they're testing for COVID. Within cardiology, are you seeing a similar type of phenomenon?
Well, I think we're seeing a swing back to the old days, because I remember when lockdown occurred in March 2020, we were absolutely dead quiet, and all the patients with underlying chronic diseases weren't coming for follow-up because of the fear of catching COVID in the hospital. We as the South African Heart Association were signatory to a letter to the COVID command and the health department, saying that they needed to get the message out that those individuals with underlying heart, lung, kidney disease, whatever underlying chronic diseases patients have, they shouldn't miss their routine follow-up. But we're seeing a swing back where I think most of us are absolutely flooded with people coming back for checkups and attending to other problems. I think COVID is still at the back of the mind of everybody's mind. I also keep reassuring people. The SA Heart Association advised the health department the year before last, and we had to write a position statement that COVID cardiac complications are possible, but they're rare. So the vast majority of people who get COVID do not get cardiac complications. The one thing that I am seeing is particularly young people who've had COVID and they notice that their heart rates are high and they need reassurance. And invariably, we don't find anything. But COVID complications are possible, but rare. I hope that answers your question, Howard.
It does indeed. So, but it is very good news that at least people are coming back for their checkups, and I would imagine that this is so important for them to do. It's that we've
very important, not to miss your routine follow up, especially if you've got chronic underlying diseases, non-communicable diseases. You should be going for your checkups,
Doctor,
and particularly if you've got symptoms.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Don't delay at all. Dr. David Giancolo, healthcare practitioner specializing as a cardiologist, talking to us about the very rare broken heart syndrome as well as other cardio issues. It is 8:30. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.